Jesus taught by both words and example, August 9. For neither did his brethren believe in him. The people saw that the Holy Spirit was resting upon Jesus at the age of 12. He felt something of the burden of the mission for which he had come to our world. He understands the temptations of children, for he bore their sorrows and trials. Firm and steadfast was his purpose to do the right, though others tried to lead him to do evil, yet he never did wrong, and would not turn away in the least from the path of truth and right. He always obeyed his parents, and did every duty that lay in his path. But his childhood and youth were anything but smooth and joyous. His spotless life aroused the envy and jealousy of his brethren, for they did not believe on him. They were annoyed because he did not act in all things as they did and would not become one with them in doing evil. Because he was so quick to see what was false and what was true, his brethren were greatly annoyed at him, for they said that whatever the priest taught ought to be considered as sacred as a command of God. But Jesus taught both by his words and by his example that people ought to worship God just as he has directed them to worship him, and not follow the ceremonies that religious leaders have said ought to be followed. The priests and the Pharisees also were annoyed because this child would not accept their human inventions, maxims, and traditions. Failing to convince him that he ought to look upon human traditions as sacred, they came to Joseph and Mary and complained that Jesus was taking a wrong course in regard to their customs and traditions. Jesus knew what it was to have his family divided against him on account of his religious faith. He loved peace, he craved the love and confidence of the members of his family, but he knew what it was to have them withdraw their affection from him. He suffered rebuke and censure because he took a straightforward course and would not do evil because others did evil, but was true to the commandments of Jehovah. The scribes, rabbis, and Pharisees could not force Jesus to turn from the Word of God and follow human traditions, but they could influence his brethren in such a way that his life might become a very bitter one. His brethren threatened him and sought to compel him to take a wrong course, but he passed on, making the Scriptures his guide.